It's a humid grey day in February, and Lucie Humbert is looking at a pair of ducks. She uses them on her farm as a natural snail repellent. The scene wouldn't look out of place somewhere in the French countryside. But this farm is different. It's located right in the middle of the 18th district of Paris, next to abandoned train tracks. Humbert, who's the head of the farm of La Recyclerie, a coffee place that took over a disused train station, explains what's going on there.
Why a farm? Because we had more than 4,000 square meters of free space, and we just didn't want to produce things. We wanted to use it so that Parisians can reconnect with nature. The idea was to have different spaces like a hen house, a vegetable garden where you can learn about things, hives, and a garden of spices. We wanted local people to make the urban farm their own. Two of us are paid to do this. Julia and I take care of the vegetable garden every day. And in addition, our 450 members come and help us every Friday afternoon. In exchange, we offer our expertise and, when we have them, vegetables.
The association La Ferme de la Recyclerie was created over 2 years ago. It now has 500 members, primarily people from the neighborhood who come out once or twice a week to help out with gardening. Humbert and her colleagues take care of the garden the rest of the week. Because the farm is located in one of the poorest areas of Paris, she explains that involving the neighbors was important.
I think our association draws in an incredibly diverse number of people. For example, when children come to the workshop, parents come with them, and afterwards they tend to come back. The same thing happens when a neighbor comes to borrow a drill. They'll most likely return when they realize that the coffee costs a euro and that it's accessible to everyone. But of course, there are also some yuppies. But depending on the time of day, we don't have the same population. It's a very diverse place.
Part of her job is also to teach young Parisians about nature.
Our goal is really to have people discover how this works. We realize that some children had never even seen chickens. We also want them to rediscover the seasons by explaining that a tomato doesn't grow in winter. This is basic knowledge, but it's very important.
Humbert is walking through a long and narrow path stuck between the rails and a brick wall. In the distance stands the old train station, now a trendy bar. She's checking on various vegetables and herbs to make sure everything is growing properly. We stopped next to a currently empty hen house on our way to the rooftop garden where three beehives are installed. La Recyclerie isn't the only example of urban farming in Paris. It's become quite a phenomenon in the last 5 years, with dozens of plots of land having been reclaimed in order to create community or vegetable gardens. Humbert says we need to bring agriculture back to cities.
We have two goals with the farm, to be productive and educational. Paris is going to have to find a way to feed its inhabitants for sure. These are small spaces, okay, but we can produce leafy vegetables here. I have a vision for the agriculture of the future that would be somewhat sectorized. I'm not talking about monoculture. We would produce leafy vegetables in Paris, in peri-urban areas we would grow long-lasting vegetables, and then cereals in the countryside.
The mayor's office of Paris has been a vocal proponent of urban farming. In January this year, it voted on a new plan aimed at encouraging farming activities in the city. Penelope Comites, the deputy mayor in charge of green spaces, explains what the mayor's office intends to do.
The Council of Paris approved a plan for the development of urban agriculture. This may seem surprising for a city as dense as Paris, but we want to push urban farming because it's a chance for the city. It's already happening in other places, and it's a way for us to adapt to climate change. It also means the creation of jobs and a way to meet the demands of Parisians who want to eat food produced locally. The goal is not to make Paris a self-sufficient city in terms of food. We want to work with farmers here to allow them to expand and to keep agricultural plots in the Île-de-France region. This initiative is good for the environment, works for the local economy, means better nutrition and economic development, and allows social exchange between Parisians.
Now, outside of Paris, I'm heading to a warehouse in La Courneuve, located just north of the French capital. There are no parcels waiting to be delivered or dishwashers being produced here, however. Here, Agricool, a startup created just a year ago, is making strawberries grow in recycled shipping containers. Guillaume Fourdinier, one of the founders of the company, explains what's going on inside.
Yeah, so we are in the container. So we are looking at the plants. We have four different walls in the containers. We use vertical walls to be able to grow more in less space. So we are growing actually the equivalent of 90 square meters in just 30 square meters, actually, because we grow vertical. We have LED lights for the best spectrum and intensity for the plants. We are reproducing all the best conditions for the plants inside, and the result is that we can use 90% less water because it's a closed loop system. We use 90% less nutrients too. We only use renewable energy because it's really important for the LED lights. The best is that we don't use any pesticides.
What's funny about this is that it doesn't look at all like you're growing strawberries. Nothing is touching the ground. It's really on the walls. Is that the future of agriculture?
This is something really important because, if you want to feed the cities with fruits and vegetables that can be tasty and pesticide-free, you still have to be thinking about being productive. Because if you just want to copy and paste the techniques that you use in the countryside in the city, it won't work, because it's really more expensive to grow in cities. So actually now we are 120 times more productive than the field, the classical field in the container. And you have to change the paradigm to do that. So there is absolutely no impact on the planet, no transportation, 90% less water, no pesticides and so on.
With this solution, do you think it's possible for a city as big as Paris to be self-sufficient in terms of food?
In terms of food, no, because there is not only the fruits and vegetables that matter. And I don't think we'll be able to grow cereals in the container.
That's a shame.
but for all the perishable fruits and vegetables like strawberries or tomatoes, all these fruits and vegetables that lost all the taste and they are full of pesticides, yeah, you could actually, because we always think about the space, like where will you go, to put your containers and so on. Something really important is to think about the cities, like around the cities, and not only in the center, in the streets. 75% of our strawberries in France, for example, comes from Spain or Morocco. It's not so bad to put it, in maybe 10 kilometers from Paris. So you have a lot of space, a lot of free space around the city.
After creating a pilot project on the banks of the Seine River last year, Agricool received money from several investors and hired 30 people. And while you won't find Parisian strawberries in every shop just yet, the end goal for Fourdinier and his team is to expand and grow other vegetables. Both Humbert and Fourdinier, despite taking urban farming in two different directions, commercial and social, are praising the mayor of Paris's office for pushing the issue. They argue that despite what it may seem, there's a lot of small spaces in the city that could be used to grow vegetables and fruits. That's what Swen Deral, the president of the generous and committed Urban Agriculture Society, explains.
Well, the thing is, actually, there is some empty spaces in all the cities. The city is always moving. You are demolishing building at one place, you're building a building to another place. And in between, you always have these empty spaces. This is where we make our farm.
Through its policy, the mayor's office is hoping to get Parisians more involved in making Paris greener. Last year, it distributed free seeds and launched numerous other initiatives. But for now, not everybody has started or is willing to grow their own vegetables. For Humbert and for Dinier, it will take time and a change in the way we perceive cities. For RFI, Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel in Paris.